prepare yourself
for talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you for joining us for this Sunday edition. I'm live on the radio 6 days a week, and Monday through Friday is not enough. I come in every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5 to 7 Eastern. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. A former White House analyst and White House historian, also top consultant to NASA, writer for The Washington Post, many other major publications. Will be joining us in about 25 minutes, Richard C. Cook, to discuss the latest developments between the burgeoning hot war, not cold war, with Russia, NATO, and the United States. The Shanghai Cooperative Agreement being activated between China and Russia. Iran and Russia teaming up. Very, very serious developments happening there. We'll also break down what's happening with Hurricane Gustav, set to slam into the Gulf Coast sometime tomorrow, raining on the Republican National Convention parade, dwarfing that. In fact, McCain and many others aren't even planning to be there now, but to go down and grandstand next to Obama and Obama next to him for the spotlight after the botched Hurricane Katrina situation. So for all intents and purposes, they're reporting right now that the RNC, well, Politico's saying it's they're scrambling and that it's in shambles and that it basically isn't even going to be happening. So we'll see if they are right about that. But frankly, that doesn't even matter when we start talking about issues with a new Cold War slash hot war with Russia. Meanwhile, ridiculous comments out of Michael Moore saying hurricane coming during GOP convention, proof there is a God in heaven. I'm not even bashing Michael Moore here. I'm not weighing in. Both of these conventions are nothing but theater to give the public the illusion that these presidential contenders actually run something. I went to the DNC to document the police state, to document the anarchists. Would they be out there provocateuring? And I spent, as you know, 5 days there reporting, and we made the news repeatedly. In fact, in hundreds of newspapers, national television, international news. And that was our goal, was to go into that staged event, that theater, pull down the curtain, and show people that it was nothing but a Shakespearean diversion from the real governors of our planet, i.e. the New World Order. Interesting tidbit on the subject of Hurricane Gustav, set to make landfall in Louisiana right now, same place Katrina hit. Gustav evacuees get barcoded bracelets, the Tyler paper of Tyler, Texas reporting. Tyler will be a hub for several thousand Hurricane Gustav evacuees, and city officials enact its emergency response plan. And so far, it seems as though early relief efforts have been fluid. And it says everyone has to wear little RFID barcode bracelets. Now, that's because under this, FEMA is enacting continuity of government, and these individuals, for all intents and purposes, are prisoners. So we'll be going over that for you. But I first want to get into the situation with Russia. For those that don't know, the former Soviet Union, very corrupt, extremely evil, conservatively killed 60 million of its own people. And in 1991, because their own police, their own military wouldn't go along with it anymore, starting in Poland, and then, of course, with the Stasi in East Germany, with the fall of the Berlin Wall in 89, that led up to Boris Yeltsin seizing control of the capital and then basically collapsing into an alcoholic stupor until 1999, when the true head of the country, a former KGB chief from St. Petersburg, Vladimir Putin, took over under suspicious circumstances with a popular war. The U.S.-backed Chechens were beating Russian forces. He couldn't get the Russian people behind an invasion of Chechnya to save the breakaway republic. And so the evidence is clear. Vladimir Putin's FSB, the name of the new KGB, staged terror attacks by blowing up three apartment buildings. Moscow police caught FSB members planting, that's government, that's KGB's new name at the time, Federal Security Bureau, planting hexogen bombs, plastic explosives in a fourth building. So I'm not here saying Vladimir Putin is a wonderful person. I'm not here saying Vladimir Putin is an angel or his new puppet president that he has in there, though he's very popular. He, of course, now is prime minister. I just report the facts here. Russia has been imploding. NATO and the West have been hiring Muslim extremists, as they always do, to attack different areas, different sectors of what has formerly been Russia territory. And when they take Chechnya, it's not enough. Then they want to try to push into other areas, though Russia gained control back over Chechnya. Then in 1998, the KLA, or Kosovo Liberation Army, which are, if you can get this straight, Marxist-Leninist Muslims out of Albania, publicly U.S.-backed with over $500 million, began attacking Serb military forces in Kosovo. And Kosovo is as much a part of Serbia as Texas, Oklahoma, you know, Tennessee are. And the KLA launched long-term, multi-year attacks, killing men, women, and children, running sneak attacks on police stations, you name it. And the Slobodan Milosevic finally launched an attack down into Kosovo, clearing them out. The world screamed bloody murder. NATO went in and bombarded not just Kosovo, but all of Serbia, bombing Belgrade with depleted uranium weapons, radiating the population. Their cancer levels have now more than tripled, international studies show, bombing the infrastructure of the nation, their car plants, their helicopter plants, their airplane plants, their water treatment plants, their media, their universities, their electrical power generation facilities, because they don't want a sovereign nation right in the middle of the New World Order. The globalists don't want any sovereign nations, not U.S., not Russia, not Iran, not anybody. The U.S. is dominated by the international banking cartel. Serbia was not. And so they use Muslims to attack them, but it's just like 1984. East Asia has never been our enemy. The next day, East Asia has always been our enemy. Or Eurasia has never been our enemy. Now, it's always been our enemy. They told the American people that Serbia attacked Kosovo. And the public bought it. And CNN and others got caught showing UN camps on the Macedonian border and the Albanian border with starving people months into this trying to break into the camps regarding the food, and they lied and showed people through the barbed wire looking in and said, look, they're in Serb camps. And that's now admitted. The American people bought it. Slobodan Milosevic was grabbed and then poisoned to death years later in The Hague. And it was admitted he was poisoned. He said, they threatened to poison me if I don't plead guilty. Then they poisoned him, and they said, well, he got poison in his cell and poisoned himself. Now, that's a fact. Now, expanding, the same thing just happened. On 8/8/8, the day the Olympics started, this is all in the European press, even in the bottom of the newspapers here in the U.S., but you got to dig to find it. 1,000 Israeli commandos, that's in Arat, Jerusalem Post, they're very proud of it, more than 1,000 Ukrainian commandos, hundreds, and this is the admitted number, of U.S. Marines and Army commandos launched a sneak attack on the capital of South Ossetia that's always been part of Russia. Always been part of Russia. Georgia, for more than 200 years, has been. And Joe Stalin was from there, so he made it part of Russia. Took some enclaves that have been part of Russia, Ossetia and Abkhazia, and gave it to Georgia and the governor there that he was friends with. And in 1991, the Georgians launched sneak attacks on those Russian enclaves. The UN came in, and then on 8/8/8, U.S.-backed Georgians launched a massive sneak attack, killing thousands. Now, having the most dumbed-down public in the world, our media told us, headline, Russia sneak attacks Georgia. When we come back, I'm going to give you the latest developments. It's getting very, very serious, and we've got two experts joining us, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and Richard C. Cook. Stay with us.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back live, my friends. Thank you for joining us. Continuing, I gave you some of the basic history of the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, and then the, quote, West encircling them. At the time, in 1999, U.S. troops began moving, along with NATO troops, British troops, into Pristina, the capital of Kosovo, that state capital in Serbia. And the Russians flew in with aircraft and took over the main airport. General Wesley Clark at the time gave the order for NATO aircraft to bomb the Russian tanks that had been invited in by Serbia. because NATO was trying to take that part of Serbia. And Russia went ahead and backed off, pulled out under the promise that there would not be ethnic cleansing and that Kosovo, or one-third of Serbia, would not be handed over to the Muslims, going back to the Crusades and the fights back and forth between the Muslims and the Christians over that area. It's holy land to people there in Eastern Europe and always been part of Serbia. And then last year, the United States announced, yep, we are breaking that off completely, and we are giving it basically to Albania, Muslim Albania. This is the same government telling you give up all your rights so the evil Muslims are going to get you. No, they use whoever they can, whenever. Ideology means nothing. Only pulling down sovereignty and independent states that have their own banking systems. This is a global government being formed. Now, the Russians are watching this happen. Meanwhile, thousands of U.S. troops, weapon systems, black sites, ghost sites, that is secret U.S. military bases, open military bases being set up in Czech Republic, in Ukraine, in Georgia, of course, in Poland, moving offensive and defensive weapon systems in. NATO then last year put out a new policy. It's incredible, saying we may launch a sneak attack, a preemptive nuclear war on Russia. Russia's like, why are you doing that? So Russia starts testing hypersonic missiles, long-range ICBMs with MIRV tips, multiple reentry devices, so one missile can carry in 24 warheads when it comes back into the atmosphere over North America, when it's shot over the polar ice cap to the north of the Arctic. Escalating all this. And then on 888, a sneak attack is launched on Russian bases that were internationally sanctioned and there since 1991, killing thousands. In fact, Georgian peacekeepers inside the bases would wait till the Russians would run out of their bunkers when they were getting bombed and would machine gun them. These are Georgian peacekeepers, part of the UN force that were in there with the Russians, guys they were eating with hours before. Guys they were bunking next to hours. I mean, this is the most dastardly sneak attack you can imagine. Pearl Harbor was bad enough with Zeros flying over bombing ships. This is guys you've been bunking next to. Talk about a dastardly sneak attack. So all of this is going on, and they think the American public is so stupid. And I even bought it for about 10 minutes that Friday on the air. I was like, my God, look at the headlines. It says Russia has attacked Georgia. And then I would read in the bottom of it and say, wait a minute, after Georgia attacked these Russian enclaves. So, I mean, even I don't expect the government and the media to lie in that extreme of a way. To just and for now, for the last month, close to a month, they have been saying the same thing over and over and over again. Russia's bad. Russia has to have sanctions put on it. More U.S. troops have to be brought up to their borders. More missile systems. And meanwhile, the EU, European Union, is set to vote tomorrow on sanctions on Russia. The Black Sea fleet is being threatened by the Ukrainian fleet, saying they can't land back at their port that they've leased. It goes on and on and on, and U.S. forces, I've got the articles right here, are massing. U.S. troops are being flown in by the thousands, weapon systems. Russia's saying that's an act of war. The United States is saying leave Abkhazia and Ossetia, which have always been part of Russia and which were just snuck attack. And I hear the public and I hear talk show hosts saying, man, Russia's bad sneak attacking Georgia, just like they say, man, the Serbs are bad sneak attacking Albania, when the mainline history admits it's the opposite. So Russia is saying they stand by their actions of recognizing completely Ossetia and Abkhazia. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has said his decision to recognize Georgia's breakaway regions as independent is irrevocable. On the eve of the special EU summit on Georgia, he warned that Russia has ready to retaliate against any sanctions the EU might impose. And folks, when they impose these and Russia cuts off oil and gas to Europe, it'll be, oh, look how mean Russia is. Germany and the UK have differed in tone over how the EU should proceed, with Berlin warning against escalation. Moscow's envoy to London and sanctions would hurt the EU more than Russia. And it goes on and on. But right now, let me play you about a minute and a half, 2 minutes of Vladimir Putin speaking to the international media. Let's go ahead and roll that now.
At this time, I was in Beijing and had an opportunity to have a brief discussion with the President of the United States. George told me that no one wants a war. I hoped that the U.S. administration would intervene to stop the aggression of the Georgian leadership, but nothing of this kind happened.
You've always enjoyed, over your period as President of Russia, and still now, a very close personal relationship with the U.S. President George W. Bush. Do you think that his failure to restrain the Georgian forces on this occasion has damaged that relationship?
Of course it has damaged our relations, first and foremost, interstate relations. But the thing is not only that the U.S. administration has failed to restrain the leadership from committing this criminal act, but in fact equipped and trained the Georgian army. But I have some other comment to add. Even during the Cold War, during the time of tough confrontation between the Soviet Union and the United States, we have always avoided direct clashes between our civilians, let alone our servicemen. We have serious reasons to believe that directly in the combat zone, citizens of the United States were present. And if this is the case, then the suspicion arises that someone in the United States has on purpose created this conflict with a view to exacerbate the situation and create a competitive advantage for one of the presidential candidates in the United States.
These are quite astounding claims. But just to be clear, Mr. Prime Minister, are you suggesting that there were U.S. operatives on the ground assisting Georgian forces, perhaps even provoking a conflict, in order to give a presidential candidate in the United States some kind of talking point? And if you are, suggesting that, what evidence do you have?
Я вам сказал, что если подтвердятся факты присутствия американских граждан в зоне боевых действий,
I've told you that if the facts are confirmed that U.S. citizens were present in the combat zone, that it means only one thing, that they could be there only on the direct instruction of their leadership. And if this is so, then it means that American citizens are in the combat zone, performing their duties, and they can only do that following a direct order from their leaders and not on their own initiative. Ordinary experts, even if they are providing training in military matters, should do that, not in a combat zone, but at a training ranges and training centers. I repeat, this needs to be further checked out. I'm telling you this based on what our military told me.
All right, we're going to come back after the news. Stay with us. More as this develops. I haven't even scratched the surface of the important information that we're going to be covering. It's all posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. They have completely encircled Russia. NATO has announced they may preemptively strike Russia with nuclear weapons. We've never seen an escalation like this in the history with Russia. We'll be back.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
the logical companion of Glur 5, Glur 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Criticize the Western media for what it's called its biased view on the conflict, but not all journalists blame Russia for the conflict. Well, we're now joined on the line by Alex Jones, the US investigative journalist from the Infowars.com website, to get his opinion on all this. Hello to you, Mr. Jones. So in your opinion, what was wrong with the coverage of this conflict in Western media?
Well, Ellis, thank you for having me on. First off, let me say I am ashamed as an American. I'm a loyal American who loves my country, but my country has been taken over by a private international military-industrial complex, and they launched the sneak attack on the Russian enclaves of Abkhazia and other areas, as you know, on 888, using the cover of the Olympic Games and a dastardly sneak attack on the order of Pearl Harbor.
All right, folks, I'm going to play that full six-minute interview on Russia Today. That's their biggest domestic channel, their biggest international. It's standard, like Paul Watson, one of our webmasters, lives in London, and that's on his standard cable package. In fact, it's on cable right here in the United States. Tens of millions of viewers at any one time. And in 6 minutes, I broke down on Russian television exactly what's happening. And in the next hour, before Dr. Paul Greg Roberts joins us, in the last 30 minutes of the show, former head of the Treasury Department, father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal editor, breaking down the treason of the New World Order neocons using our country for this, I'm going to play that and analyze it and break down. You know, some would say, well, why go on Russian TV and speak out against what's happening? You have to do that. You have to save some of America's name. We're now known as the country of torture, the country of secret arrest, the country that stages terror attacks. The very people that run our nation, that control both parties, are the ones getting rid of our borders, destroying our currency, destroying our country's name. And they are now launching sneak attacks on Russian enclaves. and handing part of Serbia over to Muslim countries while telling us to hide under our beds and give up all of our liberties to the evil Muslims will get us. On and on and on and on is the propaganda, the evil Muslim, the evil Muslim. But it's not the evil Muslim when it's their Muslims, and I'm not saying Muslims are evil, I'm quoting them, that are staging these terror attacks that are attacking nations. And then every time the nation tries to defend itself, NATO, the United States, comes in and bombs the living daylights out of them, and then has such contempt for the American people, tells us that Russia started all of this, and now NATO and the EU are talking about sanctions on Russia. Russia is saying it's an act of war for more U.S. troops to be massing in Georgia and surrounding countries. Pressure is mounting on the EU to isolate Russia. Putin saying U.S. provoked Georgian conflict and saying that the U.S. did this for gain, but not the U.S., the multinational corporations that use us as their engine of domination and control. And, you know, the whole world's going into receivership, being bankrupted, being consolidated. I have the New York Times here today dealing with the fact that they're not just going to hand over city streets to private corporations, but city government operations. This is part of the IMF World Bank plan that we've been reporting on since 2002, when thousands of pages of IMF and World Bank documents got leaked. And they talked about how they go in, how they buy off governments, how they then bankrupt societies, create currency implosions so they can come in, the multinationals, and buy the country up cheap, and how they wanted to do it to Western Europe, the United States, and, of course, England. And they're doing that now. We're now 6 years later, and they're engineering all this, but they need you to rally around the flag and blame it all on a foreign enemy. They need that false patriotism, that false nationalism. So they go up and they punch the Russian bear right in the nose, and then it starts taking swipes at the bee that just stung it on the end of its nose, and our media has such contempt for us that they tell us that Russia started it all. Absolutely amazing. It is because I love this country that I'm speaking out against this, because it's my right and my duty to not allow my country to be hijacked by multinational corporations and used to start wars. And they need this. You know, their war on terror, their hoax is falling apart. The people are awakening to that, so they're trying to go back to their old Cold War. But this time, they're starting a hot war with Russia. And so because I love this country, I have to speak out against it being taken into criminal wars. You know, you may want to believe the media about WMDs in Iraq and their lies there, but you can't believe them that Russia started this. It's time to wake up and realize our government's been hijacked, and they use phony patriotism to manipulate us. I want to go to Richard C. Cook. He's written for the Washington Post and scores of other top publications. He's a historian, been an analyst to the White House, to NASA. His bio goes on and on and on. You can check out his website. We'll give that to you. But he's with us for the rest of the hour. I know we have calls. We'll take those in the next half of the next hour. Then we've got, again, former head of policy, Department of Treasury, former Wall Street Journal editor, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, joining us to also talk about the Russia situation. Thank you for coming on, Mr. Cook.
Thank you, Alex. Glad to be here.
You haven't been on this show, and it's on some stations that the weekday show isn't. Why don't you just in a nutshell tell us about your particular acumen, you know, how you've come to your understanding of what's happening right now in Russia. You've written about all this happening before it happened, and then break down very simply what we're facing and cover the latest mega escalations, which I can't even find words to describe.
Well, you take a long range view, and the Western powers have been under the control of an international financial elite going back probably at least a century. And what we're seeing now happening with Russia is simply the latest phase in what I call the Second Hundred Years' War. The First Hundred Years' War, of course, took place back in the Middle Ages, the late Middle Ages, between England and France. And now we've seen the Second Hundred Years' War, where the international financial elite that wants to control everything has been pitting one nation against another. And the way it works is they make their money by lending to governments, by putting governments in receivership, putting governments into bankruptcy, forcing on nations enormous income taxes and enormous loans.
And Serbia and Russia have been doing too good, so they have to have client states attack them.
Well, Russia has been the enemy of the Western powers for a very long time, and it really goes back into religious history. And it's just the latest phase of these fomented inter-European wars, a inter-European civil war, which is all World War I and World War II really were. And now we're seeing it again. We're seeing the financiers who control the economies of the world pitting the United States and Russia against each other once again, trying to foment these kinds of inter-Western wars because they make a lot of money off of it.
Absolutely, and we now have the handbooks and internal documents on this. This is not your opinion.
That's right. That's correct. And as you say, it was the West who attacked Russia initially by going in, and of course we had somebody from Cheney's staff being in Georgia the week before the attack. They claimed that the person was there to prepare for Cheney's planned visit, which, of course, was nonsense, because while that person was there, the plans were formulated for the Georgian military to make this incursion into South Ossetia when civilians were attacked and civilians were killed. And now we have the counterattack by Russia, which made a fool, of course, of the Georgian army, the Georgian military.
Did this go well? Did this go well?
Advisors.
I'm going to let you finish, but the big question is, did this go well? Did this go how the Western powers, how the neocons, how the British Anglo-American establishment thought it would?
No, I think what they were banking on was a long, protracted stalemate taking place in the Caucasus, but Russia came in. They have probably the best ground force in the world, and they've had that at least since World War II and probably long before.
So they thought it'd be a replay of 99 with the handover of Kosovo, but that didn't happen.
And that didn't happen. It was over in a week. Now, probably the person who is most informed as to all this and why it happened was Putin. And Putin said something very interesting the other day. He was asked, why did you think the United States fomented this attack? And Putin said that it was in order to help get John McCain elected president.
In fact, we played that before you came on, Mr. Cook. Stay there.
That was pretty interesting, I thought.
Yes, sir. Stay there. I'll let you go back and talk about the sneak attack itself, the spectacle of the American people like zombies walking around drooling, believing it, and where this is going, how you see this unfolding, how it ties into Iran. Richard C. Cook is our guest. We're very honored to have him. Stay with us.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loom for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The program, though, I like to surprise people. We're launching the new film I produced that Jason Burmes directed, Fabled Enemies. Fabled Enemies, another 9/11 film, but this one covers the intelligence networks, who did it, how they did it, the shadow government, how it was activated that day. Watch all the trailers at Infowars.com. In T-minus 1 hour and 12 minutes from now, when this show ends, when this radio show ends, it goes live for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And starting Tuesday, they start shipping out the DVDs to everybody that's pre-ordered them. But order the DVD, Fabled Enemies, with an hour and a half of extras. I don't have time to get into the film. It's excellent. It's very controversial and cutting edge, and it's controversial for me, so you can tell it's very controversial. Fabled Enemies, and if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free, or just get a trial 1 month membership for $5.95 right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, because Fabled Enemies, the new film, premieres in T-minus 1 hour, 11 minutes. Okay, I'm going to try to control myself. He just brings up so many points and so many facets. I want to raise so many questions. Let's do it this way, Mr. Cook. You're really an expert on this and predicted so much of what happened. We've seen big escalations the last few days. I could list them or you could. But whatever you think is most important about this conflict and where you see it going, to me, it signals desperation on the part of the Anglo-American establishment. And most of the even mainline analysts I see are saying they are really upset and concerned that this is worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis and that this is spiraling out of control very fast. Mr. Cook?
In my opinion, a split at this point between the United States and the European elitists who have controlled events in the world for so long. And I think the United States is beginning to be viewed, and I'm talking here about the Bush administration, you know, the Bush-Cheney crime syndicate or whatever you want to refer it as, because the United States plans to attack Iran have been checkmated as near as we can tell by the European powers, and that is not going to happen, or at least it's not going to happen unless the U.S. and Israel just take on some kind of a rogue mission. But there will not be, as far as we can tell, a major attack on Iran. So what are they doing? Well, they're looking elsewhere because the United States has this overarching plan to control oil and natural gas in Central Asia.
And that's what PNAC said in 2000.
Failing.
And that's what PNAC said.
Yeah, and the plan is failing. is failing in Afghanistan, and that's why you have this really strange thing going on with Obama and Biden, where, you know, Obama began as an anti-war candidate, saying, I'm the one who voted, who didn't support the Iraq War, and now he's saying, well, the reason I didn't support the Iraq War was because we should have invaded Afghanistan, and now we're going to do that, and we're going to invade Afghanistan and Pakistan, because that's where our real interest is, and that, of course, is just a sign of desperation. So we have the Iran situation falling out with the split with Europe. We have a failure in Afghanistan. We have Russia cementing its relations with China and the Central Asian republics through the Shanghai Cooperative Organization, which is being tremendously strengthened by what the United States is doing. So it's almost as though this last-ditch effort to do something in that part of the world, because if you've got a military-industrial intelligence complex that only lives off of conflict, that only has meaning when there's war, that only feels that it's doing what it's supposed to do in the world when it's attacking people, it's got to do something. You've got a huge military commitment and extension into Central Asia. You know, after Vietnam, we thought, well, the U.S. has learned something. It'll never fight another Asian land war. And now we have the entire resources of America committed to a land war in Asia that nobody else wants.
Why did they miscalculate, like Napoleon, like Hitler? Why have they miscalculated thinking that this U.S. / NATO-backed sneak attack on Russia would result in the same type of thing that they saw in 1999? And then I tie that into Wesley Clark being overruled when he wanted to bomb Russian forces at the Pristina airport, and then only General Jackson, the head of NATO, said no, the head of military force. I mean, again, we have this insane strain, it looks like, in both parties.
Well, look at history. Napoleon invaded Russia. Hitler invaded Russia. Everyone who goes into that enormous expanse of territory inhabited by these very highly intelligent and capable people end up getting their you-know-what kicked. And now Bush has done it. Bush is the third dictator in modern history.
Let me back that up. People aren't going to believe you. And we're not for Al Gore. We're stating scientific, historical, sociological, anthropological facts. They stole the election. The Supreme Court appointed him, and he clearly stole it. People have gone to jail in Ohio. He clearly stole 2004. So when you say dictator, you mean it. And with the PDD 51, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, Congress can't even see PDD 51, but the cover sheet says he's a dictator.
Yep.
Now, do you expect them, if they're brazen enough to launch 9/11 attacks, brazen enough to sneak attack, it comes out mainstream news that Cheney planned to sneak attack our own ships a few months ago, New Yorker magazine. Do you see them trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat?
Well, at this point, I don't know if they're capable of doing it because everybody's on to them. You know, there was talk a year ago, and I even wrote an article about this. You know, when the nukes were being flown from North Dakota to Louisiana, and they just kind of disappeared as to what was going on there and who was really planning some kind of a behind the scenes trumped up assault, and they've been working this ground for a year, but there's so many people now who are blowing the whistle on this type of thing. I think they may have run out of rabbits in the hat. I think the Sarah Palin nomination may have been the last rabbit in the hat that McCain, who's, of course, just a clone of Bush and all of this, has pulled out of the hat. I'm not sure they've got anything left.
Well, speaking of their tricks being exposed, when you've got it in New Yorker magazine that Cheney wanted to blow up our own ships,
right.
When you've got the top Russian general last week, we could play it here, folks, coming out and saying, we know U.S. forces are planning to dress up like Russians and go around committing false flags. I mean, this has become so mainstream. It's their favorite tool.
Yeah, it is. And one reason it's become mainstream is because Putin and the other Russians are speaking out. They're talking to the press. They're the ones who are blowing the whistle on so much of these things that are happening. But I think it's also essential to realize that behind the lines here in the United States, we have a collapsing economy. We have a bankrupt government. We have stagflation beginning.
Is that why they're trying to start these wars? Is to get people to rally around the flag as corrupt systems have done before?
It's always been a method of diverting attention. You know, it's the wag the dog syndrome. And one thing that particularly the Republican politicians have always done, and Reagan did this, I believe, was when the economic situation at home becomes so bad that it's embarrassing, you divert attention from it by going off and attacking.
But at least he attacked Grenada, which was something that didn't, you know, a country that didn't have 20,000 nukes.
Right. But this is, no, this is, of course, this is much more serious, and it reminds me of the foolishness with which people in past history have gone into Russia and have come out, if they came out at all, on the losing end of a major confrontation, because Russia is not Iraq. Russia is not Iran. Russia is a world power.
Where do you see this going? How do you see this extrapolating and out? Where do you see it developing?
I think it's going, in my own opinion, I think we're going to see things just be a talking war with the Westerners, with Condoleezza Rice and Cheney and everybody just kind of mouthing off in the press, the talking heads doing their thing against the intransigence of Russia, which is simply not going to back down. They're about to annex at least South Ossetia, and they're not going to give Bush an inch. Even when Bush tried to use this to get the nuclear or the weapons defense system into Poland, Putin called him on that and called the Polish on that. I think it's going to be a stalemate into the election, and that it's going to be turned over to either McCain, God forbid, or Obama and Biden then to try to manage their way down out of this tree they've climbed up into.
Now, you work with Republican administrations yourself, but you're saying that you think Obama's better.
Well, I think I'm not saying Obama is better, and of course, I mean, we know.
Well, Roberts is saying the same thing, and he's the Reaganomics Mr. Republican.
Yeah, we've seen what Obama has been saying about Georgia. We've seen what Biden has been saying about Georgia. They can't say anything else. Bush has painted them into a corner. But when they're handed the crisis, if it's they who are handed the crisis, they're the ones who are going to have to figure out a way out of it.
Okay, Richard C. Cook, can you stay 5 more minutes on the other side to finish up that thought and also give out your fine news websites? Okay.
Sure.
Then I'm going to play myself on Russian TV, and then we got Dr. Roberts.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.